我们一起来读《海德堡药理问答
First, let's read the question from Hattiesburg of Catechism.
为什么这位中保必须是真实无罪的人？答：因为神的公义要求这位中保必须是一个真实的人，才能补赎罪人所犯当受的刑罚。但是他又必须是一位无罪的人，因为本身就是罪人的人，无法为他人赎罪。
Question 16. Why must the mediator be a true and righteous human? Answer. God's justice demands that human nature, which has sinned, must pay for sin, but a sinful human could never pay for others.
所以我们看到，为什么只有耶稣基督才能拯救我
So
们？
we can see why only Jesus Christ can save us.
因为耶稣他首先是一个真实的人，
Because he is a true man.
只有真实的人才能为另外一个人赎罪。
Only a true man can get the salvation for other men.
牛羊是不可以的。
Animals cannot do that.
而且他必须是一个无罪的人。
And he must be a sinless person.
如果他是一个有罪的人的话，他无法替别人来赎
If he
罪。
has sinned, He cannot be the sacrifice for other people.
所以，我们需要的这一位救主，他必须是一个真实的人，
So
无罪的人。
the savior we need is a real man, but a sinless man.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
才恩典的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear merciful Lord, we give you all the thanks and the praise.
你为我们的罪道成肉身来到这世上。
You become a man, for our sins to come to the world.
你又是真实无罪的人。
You are a real and a sinless man.
以你的爱担当了我们的罪。
You bear our sins with your love.
我们就感谢赞美你，
And we give all the thanks and the praises.
也愿你带领寻求你的人可以认识你，
May you bring the one who is seeking you come to you.
赐给我们在这个罪恶的世界当中有平安，有喜乐。
May you give us the peace in this evil world.
赐给我们可以仰望你、信靠你的心。
May you give us a heart so that we can look up upon you.
愿你的名为圣，
May your name be holy.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的
We
名，
pray in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.
好，我们可以跟我们周围的来问呢，圣诞快乐，蒙恩哈。
Let's greet each other around us.
感谢主，上帝赐给我们美妙的歌声，让我们可以赞美主。
We praise the Lord that God gave us the beautiful voice so that we can praise Him.
在这个圣诞的季节里面，我们每一年都要讲为什么我们要过这个圣诞节。
In this season of Christmas, every year we talked about why we celebrate this holiday.
如果我们不知道为什么我们过圣诞节的话，那圣诞节就没有什么特殊之处。
If we don't really know the true meaning of Christmas, there's nothing special about today, about this day.
所有的节日都会成为一个送礼物的节日，
Every holiday is just a gift exchange day.
家庭的节日、吃喝的节日、放松的节日。
A family day or a day of feast or oh, that's great. I feel much empowered. a day of relaxation.
当圣经中有许许多多的地方在描述圣诞节的时候。
There are so many places in the Holy Bible that describing this special Christmas Day.
就像在从不同的角度看一个钻石。
It looks like you're looking at a beautiful diamond from different perspectives.
所以我们看到圣诞的故事在路加福音、马太福音当中都有描述。
We can see the story of Christmas in book of Luke and Matthew. We have seen all kinds of different descriptions.
每一个都赋予它不同的意义。
Everyone give it different meaning.
那么今天我们所读的经文也是一个非常重要的经文。
Today, the passage we just read is a very important one.
因为它讲述了圣诞节的四个应许。
Because it talked about four promises about the Christmas.
但你要明白这个经文的时候，你要知道它是在什么情况下发生的。
To understand the meaning of the scripture, you need to understand what has happened in this passage.
所以你看到第一节。
Let's read the first verse.
成群的民啊，现在你要聚集成队，因为仇敌围攻我们，要用杖击打以色列审判者的脸。
Gather yourself together on into bands, O people of the flock, for the enemy has besieged us and will smit the face of the judges of Israel with his rod.
所以发生了什么事情？
So what is happening?
仇敌围攻。
The enemy is attacking.
并且呢，他要打以色列审判者的脸。
They will hit the face of the judge of Israel.
所以我们看到亚述啊，当时有个帝国是亚述帝国。
There was a very strong and powerful kingdom. It's Assyria.
他们在围攻耶路撒冷。
They are besieging Jerusalem.
围攻西西家王。
They're attacking the king Hezekiah.
他们要打西西家王的脸。
They plan to hit the face of the king.
为什么会有这样子的事情发生呢？
Why this is happening?
因为犹大犯罪得罪耶和华。
Because Judah sinned against the Lord.
所以耶和华差派亚述来攻击耶路撒冷。
So the Lord sent Assyria as the Lord's rod to strike Hezekiah.
换句话说，圣诞节的背景不是大家工作了一年，等到一年年尾的时候，大家一起团聚，大吃大喝。
So in other words, the context of Christmas is not that we all have been working all year long and very hard and wait until the end of the year to have a family reunion and eat and drink, which we were going to have. But that's not the sole purpose.
圣诞节的背景是因为我们自己的罪受到了罪的刑罚。
The background of the Christmas is we're going to be punished for our sins.
我们受到罪的围困，不能自救。
We cannot save ourselves when we are surrounded by the sin.
就如同亚述大军围困耶路撒冷一样。
Just like the army of the great Assyria besieged Jerusalem.
亚述王可以嘲笑这个西西家。
The king of Assyria laughed at the king Hezekiah.
在这个背景之下，上帝赐下了应许。
Under this background, God gave his promises.
神应许一位掌权者出于伯利恒。
He promises a ruler coming out of Bethlehem.
所以在我们在这个世界当中，我们在最终受苦的时候。
When we are suffered in this world,
上帝应许了一位拯救者要拯救他的百姓。
God promises a ruler to save us.
所以他的第一个应许。
So the first promise.
就是在上帝的计划中，上帝必按照他自己的时间，虽然延迟，但是必定拯救。
The first promise is that a God in his own plan will surely work out a salvation, though maybe delayed, but will be done according to his own timing.
我们知道弥迦书是耶稣诞生之前700年所写。
We know the book of Micah was written about 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以你看到哈，这里说伯利恒的以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。耶和华必将以色列人交付敌人，只等到生产的妇人生下子来，那时掌权者的其余的弟兄必归到以色列人那里。
So this is about the verse 2 and 3. It says, O Ephrathah of Bethlehem, you are little among the cities of Judah. There's small come forth from thee one to the one. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old and from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel.
你看到这个掌权者在700年前所描述的样式哈。
So we can see how the ruler looks like even from a description like 700 years ago.
首先他有一个谦卑的出生。
He should have a humble birth.
他并非生在耶路撒冷。
He would not be born in Jerusalem.
而是一个小小的城叫做伯利恒。
But a very small town with the name Bethlehem.
一个不起眼的家族叫做以法他。
A very humble family called Ephrathah.
他的英文是怎么说的呢？
How the English verse says.
是 too little to be among the clan of Judah. 他的翻译过来就是犹在犹大支派这个地方中的这个地方的家族啊，是太卑微了，太小了。
They're very small. The family is so humble and small and not even worth to mention.
小小的伯利恒孕育出大卫的子孙。
The small town of Bethlehem raised a family from David.
以色列的救主弥赛亚。
Which is the Messiah of Israel.
这难道不是耶稣基督降生的背景？
Isn't this the background of the birth of Jesus Christ?
其次，他是上帝设立永恒的掌权者。
Second, he is the eternal ruler set by the Godfather.
你看到他的根源怎么样啊？从亘古太初就有。
Look at his origin. It comes from the beginning.
所以耶稣基督是完全的人，也是完全的神。
So Jesus Christ is a perfect man, but also a perfect God.
而且耶和华要将以色列交付敌人，只等到生产的妇人生下子来。
So the Israelites were delivered to their enemies until the virgins conceived and gave birth to children.
这不是很奇妙的吗？
How amazing it is.
700年前。
It was like 700 years ago.
能够告诉你这位救主是童贞女怀孕所生。
It tells you the Savior was given the birth by a virgin.
而且他既是神又是人。
And he is a real man and a real God.
你说你是有一个君王就好了吧，你还要提到是一个妇人所生的。
It would be okay if you just mentioned as a king, but also the verse talks about it was given by a virgin woman.
所以我们看到我们本来是在罪中没有盼望的人。
So we can see we were the sinners with no hope.
但是上帝他差派了他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
But God sent his own beloved and begotten son. Jesus Christ,
在谦卑中出生，
born in the humility,
并且要拯救我们，
to save us from the penalty of sin.
这都是耶稣诞生之前六七百年前先知所说的。
This is what the prophet said before, like 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以掌权者其余的弟兄姐妹都要回到以色列。
So the rest of his brothers of this ruler will return to the people of Israel.
耶稣基督诞生的时候，就是我们回去的时候。
The birth of Jesus Christ is the time when we return to Jerusalem.
第二个应许，他应许他必牧羊保护我们，赐给我们平安。
The second promise of Christmas is that the born ruler will shepherd and protect us and give us peace.
你看我们在我们的生活中最缺少的就是一个牧羊人。
You may not realize, but what we need the most in our life is a shepherd.
他可以照顾我们。
He can protect us.
他可以引导我们。
He can guide us.
他可以保护我们。
He can watch over us.
他可以赐给我们平安。
He will give us the peace.
我们看到在亚述攻击耶路撒冷的时候。
When Assyria was attacking Jerusalem.
这里应许说他必起来依靠耶和华的大能并耶和华他神之名的威严。
It says, he will rise up and feed his flock in the power of the Lord and in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.
他必牧养他们，他们要安然居住，因为他必日渐尊大，直到地极。这位必作我们的平安。当亚述进入我们的地境，践踏宫殿的时候，我们就立起七个牧人，八个首领攻击他。他们必用刀剑毁坏亚述和宁陆地的关口。亚述人进入我们的地境践踏的时候，他必拯救我们。
So he will rise up and feed his flock in the power of the Lord and in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They shall dwell in peace, for he shall be exalted day by day to the ends of the earth. He shall be our peace.When the Assyrian enters our land and tramples on the palaces, we will set up seven shepherds and eight chiefs against him. And they shall destroy the gates of the land of Assyria and the land of Nimrod with the sword. When the Assyrians come into our land and trample on it, he will save us.
我们看到当耶路撒冷受围攻的时候，
So we see when the Jerusalem was besieged,
上帝差派他的天使击败亚述的军队。
God sent his army of angels to defeat Assyrian army.
并且亚述在后来也被巴比伦征服。
And Assyria was eventually defeated by Babylon.
我们知道耶稣基督他降生，他是依靠上帝的大能。
The birth of Jesus Christ was from the great power of God.
他要牧养你。
He shall shepherd you.
在以西结书34:23说，我必立一个牧人照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫，他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。
In Ezekiel 34:23 says, And I shall set a shepherd over them to shepherd them.My servant David, he shall shepherd them and be their shepherd.
我们看到我们在一生中我们最痛苦的是什么呢？
What is the greatest sadness in our life?
第一，我们不知道该怎么做。
First, we don't know what we shall do.
第二，我们心里面没有平安。
Second, we don't have peace in our heart.
所以上帝所赐的牧羊人耶稣基督他要引导你。
So the shepherd given by Jesus Christ, the shepherd from God, will guide us.
他会给你心里的平安。
He will give us the peace.
这是我们跟随耶稣基督的第二个应许。
And this is the second promise of following Jesus Christ.
第三个应许就是应许忠信的渔民必然得胜，义人必然蒙福，恶人必遭毁灭。
The third promise is the promise that the faithful remnant will surely triumph. The righteous will be blessed, and the wicked will be destroyed.
在经文中说， 雅各余剩的人必在多国的民中，如耶和华那里降下的露水，又如甘霖降在草上，不倚仗人力，也不等候世人之功。雅各余剩的人必在多国的民中，如林间百兽中的狮子，又如少壮狮子在羊群中。他若经过，就必践踏撕裂，无人搭救。愿你的手举起，高过敌人；愿你的仇敌都被剪除。
The passage reads, "And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the peoples of many nations, as the dew that comes down from the Lord, and as the sweet rains upon the grass, not by human hands, neither by waiting for the works of the world. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among many nations and the peoples, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, and as a young lion among the sheep. If he pass through, he shall be trampled and torn, and there shall be none to succor him. May your hands be lifted up above your enemies. May all your enemies be cut off."
我们看到在这里，渔民很少，多国的民很多。
And we can see the remnant of Jacob is very few, but the peoples of nations are so many.
这是不对称的。
It's not in balance.
所以你看到他们在多国的民中，好像耶和华那里降下的露水，又如甘霖降在草上。
So the people of Israel among the nations, the peoples of nations, they're just like the dew and the rains on the grass.
露水、甘霖从哪里而来
？Where the dew and the rain come from？
从天而来
，They come from the heaven。
从神而来
，from God。
不是从我们自己而来
，not from ourselves，
所以不是人力，也不是世人的功劳
，it's not our power or our credit，
所以是上帝会保守你，脱离你的痛苦。
So Jesus, God will protect you and keep you from your suffering，
不是你自己的功劳
，it's not your work，
而且你必然得胜。
And you will triumph.
因为耶稣基督与你同在。
Because Jesus Christ is with you.
当你想到草上的露水的时候，
When you look at the dew on the grass,
充满了生机。
It's full of life.
当你想到少壮的狮子的时候，
When you look at the young lion,
它是何等的强壮。
How strong they are.
它是以得胜的。
They are triumph.
所以在罗马书八章三十六到三十九节这样说
：The Romans chapter eight, verse 36 to 39 says，
我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
For your sake, we are being killed all the days of our lives, and we are being looked upon as a sheep about to be slaughtered.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上就得胜有余了。
Nevertheless, in all the things we have the victory through him who loved us.
因为我深信无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的，是将来的，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life,Nor angels, nor rulers, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor things high, nor things low, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
你知道吗？你有耶稣基督的爱的时候就不一样了。
When you have the love of Jesus Christ, you're a different person.
你会成为上帝的精兵。
You are the true army of God.
当你有耶稣基督的时候，你就不一样了。
You'll be different when you have Jesus Christ.
因为你会是一个得胜喜乐的人。
You'll be a triumphant and a joyful person.
而不是一个自怨自艾的人。
Not a self-guilty person.
所有的基督徒都是得胜者。
All the Christians are triumphant.
而不是失败者。
A lot of losers.
我们以得胜者的态度来带领我们的儿女。
We will guide our children, as a winner,
而不是一个抱怨的失败者。
Not a grumbling loser.
不是因为我们自己。
Not because of our own work.
而是因为耶稣基督已经降生。
But because the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以我们需要为我们的儿女愁苦吗？
Shall we feel bad about our children?
我们不需要。
We don't.
因为耶稣基督已经降生。
Because Jesus Christ was born.
这是第三个应许。
And this is the third promise.
第四个应许，圣经应许我们，上帝必洁净我们，带领我们回归应许之地。
The fourth promise is that God will cleanse us and lead us back to the promised land.
经文说，耶和华说，到那日，我必从你中间剪除马匹，毁坏车辆，又从你国中除灭诚意，拆毁一切保障，又除掉你手中的邪术，你那里也不再有占卜的。
In that day,
In
that day, says the Lord, I will cut off the horses from among thee, and will destroy the chariots, and I will destroy the cities, and will break down all the safeguards of my kingdom, and I will put away the evil arts out of your hand, and you shall have no more diviners there.
我必从你中间除灭雕刻的偶像和柱像，你就不再跪拜自己手所造的。我必从你中间拔出木偶，又毁坏你的诚意。我也必在怒气和愤怒中向那不听从的列国施暴。
And I will pull away from the midst of your carved idols and the graven images. And you shall no more bow down to worship that which your own hands have made. And I will pluck out the puppets from the midst of you, and will destroy the cities. I will also bring vengeance in my anger and the wrath upon the nations that have not obeyed.
所以你看，你不单只是会是一个得胜者，
you will not be a triumphant winner.
而且耶和华必定改变你。
But also God will change you.
他必洁净你。
He will cleanse you.
我们会问他如何洁净我们呢？
We may ask how would he cleanse us?
第一个，他会除掉马匹车辆。
First, he will destroy the chariots and the horses.
这都是打仗的时候用的。
Those are the equipments used in the war.
所以基督徒是和平的。
So Christians are peaceful.
我们并不去在地上动刀兵。
We don't use our weapons on this earth.
第二个，他必拆除城池和堡垒。
Second, he will destroy the cities and the castles.
这些东西都是用来保护我们的。
Those are the things to protect the people living inside.
所以你知道，基督徒不需要去攻击别人。
So we know that Christians, we don't need to attack others.
基督徒也不需要保护自己。
We don't even need to protect ourselves.
因为耶和华是我们的堡垒。
Because the Lord is our castle.
因为耶稣基督救赎你，必赐给你和平的一天。
Jesus Christ will give you the peace one day eventually.
第三呢，他会除掉邪术跟占卜、偶像、柱像和木偶。
Third, he will get rid of all the carved idols and the graven images.
我告诉你，无神论者是很迷信的。
Let me tell you, the atheists, they are very superstitious.
确实是需要耶稣基督的洁净。
They do need the cleansing from Jesus Christ.
基督徒是最不迷信的人。
Christians are actually the ones who are the least superstitious.
上个星期我们家全家去了佛罗里达，有一个为数不多的假期。
Last week, my whole family, not my family, but pastor's family, went to Florida, have one of the very few vacations over there.
那田姐妹给我介绍了圣奥古斯丁城。
Sister Tianying introduced us to the city of St. Augustine.
在那个城里面有一个历史悠久著名的学校。
There is a historical city, it's a historical college.
我查了一下Newsweek 哈，这个是南部第三哈，还是个很好的学校。
I look at the ranking of the college in Newsweek, it's ranked number third in the southern region.
它的名字叫 Flagler College.
His name is Flagler College.
美丽的校园前面有一个著名的喷泉。
There's a very well-known fountain in the beautiful campus.
你知道喷泉里面都是什么吗？
You can imagine what are inside the fountain.
有一个普世的现象。
It's a universal phenomenon.
就是喷泉里面都是硬币。
There are all the coins inside the fountain.
我们看到哈，在这个新无神论盛行的西方是多么迷信呐。
And we can see that how superstitious and ignorant the Western world is.
居然在大学的校园里面搞迷信活动。
Even on the college campuses, people are conducting the superstitious behavior.
他们扔这个硬币是希望自己透过这个硬币来达到一种好运。
They threw a coin into the fountain for the wish of getting a good luck.
但是耶稣基督降生的那一天会除掉这些迷信。
But on the day of the birth of Jesus Christ, he will get rid of all the superstition.
因为我们会相信耶稣。
Because he will be the only one we believe in.
而不是相信这些心里面模模糊糊的命运。
Not only, not the ambiguous and the vague fortune and the images and the idols.
相信耶稣的人一生好运。
The ones who believe in Jesus Christ will have good fortune all life long.
因为耶稣基督为我而生，为我而死，为我而复活。
Because Jesus Christ was born for us, died for us, and raised for us.
所以当你信主的那个时候，他会洁净你。
So at the moment when you turn your heart to Jesus Christ, he cleanses you.
在这个圣诞的前夕，我也愿所有寻求耶稣基督的人能够领受这四个应许。
So on this eve of Christmas, we also wish that we will receive the four promises from God.
就是他的拯救。
That is his salvation.
他的保护。
His protection.
我们的得胜。
Our triumph.
他的洁净。
And his cleaning.
圣诞蒙福。
May you be blessed in the Christmas.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
赐恩典的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our gracious Jesus Lord.
因为你已经赐给我们永生。
We praise you because you have given us the eternal life.
你已经差遣圣灵牧养我们。
You have sent the Holy Spirit to shepherd us.
你的宝血已经洁净我们。
Your precious blood has cleansed us.
因为耶稣基督已经得胜。
Because Jesus Christ has overcome the world.
愿我们可以顺服在你的面前。
May you help us be humble in front of you.
坚定地信靠你。
And strengthen our faith.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please rise. 请大家起立，我们会唱诗两首诗歌，诗歌本的第93首《平安夜》和99首《天使歌唱》。Next, we will sing two songs as a response to today's message. The first is 93 and the second is 99.
Okay. 这年轻
Next, we will sing the hymn book 99, Angels We Have Heard on High, 天使歌唱。
高空天使齐歌唱，夜地遍满美妙声，高山峻岭回声响，天使乐歌共奏鸣。要归最高声，要归最高声，不然有我的喜庆，为何越歌唱越痛？有过大喜讯传播，听你唱着天上歌。荣耀归最高神。要归最高玻璃幻城敲声音，天使歌唱他叫声，
起来去信奉仰望基督救主新生望。荣耀归最高神，荣耀归最高神，君王主耶稣，甘愿将被我马槽，万主万民当欢唱，救主荣耀万将生，荣耀归最高神，荣耀归最高神。
Amen。 好，那我们为我们的奉献祷告。Let's pray for our offerings。 天父，巴父，我们感谢赞美你，因为你赐给我们一切的需要，你赐给我们新的生命最重要的是你赐给我们一位救赎主，主耶稣基督。主啊，我们在这圣诞的节日我们向你献上我们满心的感谢，因为我们本是在黑暗里面的，但是基督耶稣把我们带入到光明。我们本来不知道什么是真理，但是主，你借着耶稣基督将真理的话赐给我们。主啊，求你来完全的得着我们，让我们一生行在你的恩典之中。主啊，我们在这个时候愿意将我们从你所得的甘心乐意的献在你的脚前。主啊，求你悦纳，也求你祝福。感谢赞美主，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。